Today from the Ohio Newsroom, increasing employment in Appalachia. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Appalachian Ohio's labor force participation rate, or the percentage of the population active in the workforce, lags behind the national average. And researchers from the Ohio River Valley Institute argue that's what's behind higher rates of poverty and poor health outcomes in the region. They believe a federal work program targeted toward hiring people in Appalachia could help. Here to explain is Ted Bettner. Thank you so much for being here, Ted.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So in your report, you describe the region as having a historical lack of opportunity, especially in what you label coal country. What happened in Appalachia that's led to these lower workforce participation rates?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long-term structural problem in the Appalachia region, especially places that concentrated on fossil fuel extraction. As the region went through huge seismic changes, first with the mechanization of coal mining in the 1950s, and then later when the steel industry collapsed, this also collapsed the coal economy in these places. And it led to, well, a lot of people left, the population decreased dramatically in these areas, but a lot of people stayed too, and there just weren't enough jobs to connect people to. And this has been bound up in other things as well, like the opioid crisis lately of people being disconnected from the workforce. And so historically, we've had a smaller share of especially prime age workers. Those are between the ages of 25 and 54 that are in the workforce.
So we have this disconnect between people and jobs. How can we fix that? What's the solution?
Well, I think it's going to take a lot of different strategies, no silver bullet. But I do think having a targeted employment program, job subsidy program, that tries to ensure that we get more people into the workforce by connecting them with public, private, and government employers in the region. And this can be anything from on-the-job training to pre-apprenticeship programs to ensuring that they have the soft skills that are required, or ensuring that somebody's getting their GED and why they're doing so, that they have wraparound services like childcare. So all of these things are really important if we want to target the folks that have these significant barriers to work.
But when you look at unemployment in the area, that rate isn't significantly higher than the national average. Why doesn't this data match up with the problem that you found?
If you look at the unemployment rates in those areas, they're not that bad. You know, 5-6% is some of the highest unemployment rate. But the problem is they're not counted as unemployed because they're not in the official labor force. And one of the things that we found, if you know, if you run the numbers and look at and say, well, you know, imagine if the people between age 25 and 54, imagine if the same rate of people in the workforce in Appalachia was the same as the national rate. You know, we'd have over 172,000 additional people in the workforce. And if those folks were counted as unemployed, suddenly the unemployment rate goes from about 6% almost up to 28%.
Recent climate and infrastructure legislation is creating jobs, and you suggest targeting Appalachian residents who are disconnected from the workforce for those projects. But how do you get buy-in on these clean energy projects in an area that's still proud of its coal production?
I think the most important way to connect that is to do it through community benefit agreements. Through all of this federal money, ensuring that local workers are hired, that pre-apprenticeship programs can be established, and that there are resources available to target people who traditionally have been left out of the economy. There's nothing mandating any of that. This is just something that could be part of that program, because obviously, you know, we're not going to launch a national subsidized employment program anytime soon. So we want to take advantage of what's right in front of us as well.
Ted Bettner is a researcher with the Ohio River Valley Institute. Thank you for talking with me today, Ted.
Hey, you bet. Anytime.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.